at alcavision.com.
Good morning, America. Welcome, my friends, to The Bright Side. I am your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and this is the show that dedicates itself to the wide world of nutritional supplementation. If you've got questions about supplements, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good program, we want to help you out. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Colorado. I practice the art and science of nutritional pharmacy using nutritional supplements. Where other healthcare practitioners use drugs, I don't like using drugs, never did like using drugs, never will like using drugs that poison the body. It never made sense to me to use prescription medicine, which is nothing more than poisons in almost all cases. No, in all cases. That's how prescription drugs work, folks. They poison the body, and it never made sense to me to take a diseased body, an unhealthy body, and give it poisons. In any case, poisons only mask the symptoms. The job of healing falls in the lap of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. We're here to help you out on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. I'm joined today, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my co-host and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hello, Doug.
Good morning. Good to be on.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. I want to get to your story here in a moment, the top 10 anti-aging commandments. But first, I want to talk a little bit about, or continue talking a little bit about, our conversation on the vitamins. We've been talking the past couple of days specifically about the fatty vitamins, as you'll recall. The body can be divided into two parts, the water-soluble part. Just think of water, a watery liquid sloshing around and basically for the most part being held in place by the second part, which is the fatty part of the body, which you can think of mostly as goo, as fatty goo. So you have two parts. You got a watery part and you got a gooey, fatty part in the body. Some people call it lipid. We can think of it as being water soluble and fat soluble, and water and oil don't mix. So each one of these parts has specific qualities. The fatty part of the body has a specific kind of quality. And the watery part of the body has another type of quality, and each part has different components in it that differentiate it from each other. So you've got a watery part of the body that contains water-soluble components, a fatty part of the body that contains fat-soluble components. In the case of the vitamins, you have, likewise, water vitamins and fat vitamins. The watery vitamins, as you recall, are the B complex, which are made up of 8 or 9 vitamins, hence the term complex, and vitamin C. The most important thing you can know about the watery vitamins is you want to take a lot of them and you want to drink them. Especially you want to drink your Bs, because the B vitamins don't always get absorbed, especially as we get older. Folks in nursing homes are notorious for having B complex deficiency diseases. One of the nicest things you can give your grandparents or your parents as they're getting older are liquid or powder and then liquid B vitamins. Most people notice an immediate difference in energy and thinking ability especially. And by immediate, I'm talking about within days. Some cases, people notice B vitamin replacement benefits within hours. That's the neatest thing I know about nutritional supplementation, folks, is the more you need nutritional supplements, the faster you get results once you start to do it. So drink your B vitamins. Same with vitamin C, although absorption typically is not a problem when it comes to vitamin C. Now, your fat-soluble vitamins, they require some work, and absorption problems are huge with the fat-soluble vitamins. We've been talking about vitamin A and how if you're eating more protein, you need more vitamin A. If you're zinc deficient, you're going to have a problem with vitamin A. And absorption of vitamin A and the fatty vitamins in general is especially a problem if you have liver, gallbladder problems, diabetes, or if you've had a hysterectomy. The same is true for the vitamin that I want to discuss today, and that's another fatty vitamin, vitamin E, which I consider as a nutritionist to be very underappreciated. Like vitamin A and the other fatty vitamins, vitamin E exists as a family of vitamins, a family of subvitamins. They're actually called vitamers. There's 8 main vitamers, although some have more biological potency than others. Vitamin E is stored in the body in 2 main places, in the fatty tissues where it acts as a reservoir. Remember, your fatty vitamins are stored. You don't need to take them every day. Once you've been supplementing for a while, you should have a nice reserve going so that if you miss a day or two, it's not necessarily going to be a problem. The second place where vitamin E is found in the body is in all of your cell membranes. And this is very, very, very important. Let me tell you why. The cell membrane is a site of tremendous electronic activity. Now, it doesn't seem that way because of the small size of the cell. You can fit about 8 to 10 typical cells on the width of a hair. That's pretty tiny, folks. But in the tiny world of a cell, the cell membrane is a virtual electricity factory, especially where there are fats present, like essential fatty acids. Remember, essential fatty acids are also stored in a cell membrane, and these essential fatty acids generate a serious high-powered electrical energy charge. In the world of biochemistry, the electronic energy generated by essential fatty acids is huge. From an electrical standpoint, essential fatty acids are this massive buzzing cloud of electrical energy. That's what an essential fatty acid is, and that's why it's so important. So you've got these essential fatty acids that are, in essence, a huge electronic cloud of energy. They're sitting in a membrane, and one of the things that happens when they sit in a membrane, obviously now the membrane has got a tremendous electrical charge, and whenever you have an electrical charge that huge, it leaves some sparks. So nature has evolved, or the divine force, whatever you want to call it, has evolved or designed a system like shock absorbers. Shock-absorbing molecules. Generally speaking, these shock absorbers, these shock-absorbing molecules are called antioxidants. That's what an antioxidant is. That's one way of looking at an antioxidant. It's a shock absorber, a spark absorber. In this particular case, the antioxidant spark absorber or shock absorber is called vitamin E. Vitamin E sits in the membranes of cells where it functions to prevent any damage caused by this tremendous energy cloud of essential fatty acids that are stored in the cell membranes as well. And guess which cell membranes have the most vitamin E? The ones that have the most electrical energy, the brain and the heart. That's why vitamin E supplementation is so, so important for healthy heart functioning and healthy brain functioning. If you have any cardiovascular issues, vitamin E has a well-researched reputation for providing heart benefits. There's at least 15 studies that show the beneficial effects of dietary vitamin E for improving the risks of cardiovascular disease. And as far as the brain goes, vitamin E is considered to be a nootropic agent. Nootropic means it makes you smarter. If you're getting older, if you're more forgetful, if you got a parent or a grandparent who's starting to lose it a little bit, one of the best gifts you can give them, in addition to the B complex, is vitamin E. Do you know nutritional supplements make a great gift? A great gift. An ideal gift, perfect gift. Anyway, it makes sense that vitamin E would be important for brain health because obviously the brain is a source of lots of electrical activity, at least for most of us. Some people I'm not so sure about. Vitamin E is critical for the anti-inflammatory system too. It's important for the reproductive system. In fact, the technical name for vitamin E is tocopherol. You may have heard that term, alpha tocopherol, for example. Tocopherol means to bear children. That's because vitamin E is important for protecting sperm. So if you're having fertility issues, you may want to think about vitamin E. Vitamin E is also unbelievably important for skin health. It's actually excreted in the skin, first of all, as a way of getting rid of excess, and secondly, as a mechanism for protecting us from the sun. It's secreted in your sweat to protect you from the sun. It's also important for radiation protection. And this whole radiation issue, this thing in Japan, is not going away. And I remember the first couple of months, or the first couple of weeks, the first month after the disaster struck, everybody was all excited about iodine and iodine pills. But as you recall, we've always said on this program that your best strategy for protecting yourself from radiation is going to be long-term nutritional supplementation, and vitamin E is critical in this regard. Vitamin E also supports the body's detoxification system in the liver by helping keep that amazing molecule glutathione active. You want to take your vitamin E in combination with selenium. In fact, vitamin E and selenium is a veterinary treatment for animal arthritis, and it works much the same way in humans. Selenium can actually help you if you have a vitamin E deficiency because selenium is known as a vitamin E sparer. It helps spare vitamin E for future use. Vitamin C might work the same way, by the way. We talked yesterday about how deficiencies in zinc can affect vitamin A absorption. The same may be true with vitamin E. So make sure you're taking your zinc. Vitamin B2 may affect vitamin E absorption. So make sure you're taking your vitamin B2, your B complex. We'll talk more about this when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. Check out my blog, BrightsideBen.com if you want more information about the longevity products. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this break. Don't go away. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. We're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. And if you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and we'll get back to you with information about the longevity products. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. We're talking today about our second fatty vitamin. We've been talking in the past about vitamin A. Today we're talking about vitamin E, tocopherol. is the technical name for vitamin E, also tocotrienols. In fact, there's actually 8 different types of vitamin E. We only talk typically about alpha tocopherol when we mention vitamin E, but there's a whole family of vitamin E type, as they call them, vitamers. The most important thing to know about vitamin E, I think, is that you can't get it from food. If you're trying to get your nutrition from food, one of the first places deficiencies are going to show up is in vitamin E, because there's very, very little in food. The best way to get your vitamin E, the easiest way to get your vitamin E, is to make sure you're supplementing. Vitamin E is incredibly non-toxic. You can use very high amounts of it. One of the best places to use vitamin E is if you get a wound, if you get a pop a zit, or you have a burn or a cut or a scrape and you want to heal really fast, especially if you have it somewhere where people can see it and you got to go to some party or a wedding. If you take high doses of vitamin E, and by high doses I'm talking about 1,000 or 2,000 international units a day, you can actually dramatically accelerate the healing of a skin wound. That's one of the best places to use it. If you're smoking, you need more vitamin E. If you're taking essential fatty acids as well, you need more vitamin E. If you're a diabetic, vitamin E can be helpful for helping your insulin work a little bit better. And also, if you have adrenal problems, vitamin E can help in that regard as well. Vitamin E is delivered through the body. It's transported through the body through the lymphatic system. If you have any lymphatic problems, lymph congestion, liver problems, you're going to have a problem absorbing vitamin E. Just another reason why you want to get yourself a rebounder, or get out there and move your body. Remember, the lymphatic system, which gets congested very easily in our culture because of all the crap we're eating, the lymphatic system moves around through skeletal muscle movement. So you have to move your muscles, and deep breathing is also a way that you can help keep the lymph moving. And by the way, vitamin E is delivered in the body through HDL and LDL. HDL and LDL are not cholesterol. People just assume that HDL and LDL are cholesterol because we always hear those two terms together. HDL and LDL are bubbles that carry cholesterol, among other things. And one of the things they carry along with their cholesterol is vitamin E. And HDL and LDL are very important as well for the immune system. Yet another reason why you don't want to be taking drugs that poison the HDL system and the LDL system, because HDL and LDL have other roles to play in addition to being involved with cholesterol. Last but not least, vitamin E enhances the activity of other skin care active materials. I always use vitamin E, and when I'm formulating a product, I always put vitamin E in it if I'm interested in delivering nutrients into the skin through a skincare product. If you formulate skincare products with vitamins, you always want to use vitamin E, because that will increase the penetration of other vitamins through the skin. Get yourself on vitamin E, folks. 400 to 800 international units a day is a great place to start. There's no way that's going to come from food. You got to supplement. If you're taking 400 to 800 IU a day, you can skip a day here and there. As we said, vitamin E is stored in the body. So that's our little blurb on the fatty vitamin, vitamin E. We'll continue our discussion on the other fatty vitamins. If you've got questions about vitamins, health, nutrition, health challenges, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a nutritional supplement program, give us a shout today at 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 is our number. And I want to talk about this article from Men's Health that you sent me, Douglas, the top 10 anti-aging commandments. Why don't we go over these? Let's go over. Some of them aren't so good, but let's go over.
Some of these really don't have to do with aging so much, you know, with your health as it does just appearance. On your appearance. So that, I mean, they even at one point talked about clothing and don't wear your kids' clothes and stuff like that. But some of these are good, though. They say they talk about
number one.
Number one is stress-killing tools. And they say stress can not only cause you to lose sleep, but also been linked to everything from eczema to heart disease and depression.
Right.
They said develop a routine and be flexible and learn to take a time out if you're starting to get stressed out. They say 20 minutes with a book or a brief walk. And something I've heard you talk about, deep breathing. And that
so
can release
important.
Excess tension. I was just telling
Absolutely.
Someone the other day about that, and they had never heard that before. This woman just recently became unemployed and is dealing with a lot of stress related to that. And I said, well, have you ever tried deep breathing? And she goes, yeah, right. Don't they do that in yoga? And I said, well, they do. They also do it in Tai Chi and some other things. But I said, you could do it driving down the road, you know.
Oh, man, you could do it driving down the road. If you just take one deep breath, and I do it sometimes just randomly. I'll just take a long, slow, deep breath and then one back out. And exhale just to slow back out. Just one makes you feel so much calmer. And everybody who gets panic attacks always says the same thing. What happens before you get a panic attack?
Your breathing gets shallow. Very shallow, yeah.
Exactly. It gets shallow and quick. So if you're out there and you're suffering from panic attacks, one of the first things you want to do, folks, if you're suffering from panic attacks, when you get that trigger that causes you to go into quick, shallow breathing, force yourself, override that trigger, force yourself to go into slow, deep breathing. And slow is the operative word there. And then exhaling is just as important. I know we talk about that a lot, but it's so, so, so important. When you're deep breathing, when your body's oxygenated, and by the way, 65% of your body is oxygen. 65% of it is oxygen. That's crazy. That's a lot of stuff. We talk about nutrition a lot. Well, oxygen is probably the single most important nutritional supplement that you can take, if you could call breathing taking, and it's so easy to do. So simple deep breathing is a very powerful way to tell your body that all is well. In this crazy day and age, 2011, with nuclear disasters and economic disasters and wars everywhere and unemployment everywhere and all the stuff that's going on in our world, it's easy to go into fear and it's easy to go into worry and it's easy to go into stress. Well, when you go into stress and fear and worry, your body's immune system and your body's ability to fight things shuts down. When you go into survival mode, everything is geared to just survival in that moment, and that means healing slows down and the immune system becomes weakened, and all the markers for good health and anti-aging become reduced. So if something is putting you in fear mode, that's something that you want to either avoid or work with. If something's putting you into worry mode, that's something you want to avoid or work with. If something is stressing you out, that's something that you want to avoid or work with. And one of the most important ways to work with it is to deep breathe. And, of course, nutritional supplementation is also important. Sugar, by the way, tells the body that there is an emergency because sugar acts like a fire inside the body. That's one of the biggest problems associated with eating sugar. And refined flours, of course, count as sugar. They're very explosive, and the body has to mobilize all kind of chemistry to put that explosion, to stash that explosion away. In fact, in many ways, what we call fat is really the physical manifestation of sugar that has been stashed away. That's one of the reasons why if you had to pick one single dietary strategy to improve your health and longevity, it would be to reduce your intake of refined flours and sugar. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. 866-582-9933. We're going to take a break and come back with your phone calls after this. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We'll be back right after this break.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back on the bright side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today, folks. If you want to join the conversation today, or if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want more information about the Youngevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and we'll get back to you with information about how you can participate. And let's see, what else? I think that's it. What do you say we take our first phone call? Central America's calling. Laura in Belize, what's up?
Hi, Ben. I have stomach ulcers that I've had since January, and I can't get them to heal. Can you give me some advice?
I sure can. You don't sound like a Belizean, though, Laura. Are you just visiting?
Oh, no, I'm not a Belizean. I wasted my life in Ohio. I mean, I was like...
Do you live in Belize now, or are you vacationing?
Yes, I live here.
Oh, you live there. Okay. All right. Well, a couple things about stomach ulcers. First of all, you're sure, is it a peptic ulcer, did they say? Did they say what kind of ulcer it was?
I don't think he told me, but I had an endoscopic, and he took pictures of them.
And he saw an ulceration. Well, ulceration is typically, there's a couple things that you want to think of with an ulceration. First of all, you want to start producing more mucus, and vitamin A is very important in this regard. So I would be taking vitamin A supplements first. Secondly, there's a bacteria that's associated with stomach ulcers called H. pylori, and sometimes doctors will actually even give antibiotics to kill the H. pylori bacteria, but a nutritional strategy that may be as effective or more effective is to get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. Find yourself one that has multiple strains. So vitamin A and good bacteria. Probiotics are good bacteria. So you want to get on a good probiotic supplement. Look for multiple strains in addition to your vitamin A. Also, glutamine is a wonderful amino acid for all digestive problems, all of them. Anybody who has any digestive issues from heartburn to diarrhea, you want to think about supplementing with glutamine. I would be taking powdered glutamine, a teaspoon or so a day. Glutamine's got multiple benefits. It helps you make glutathione, which is important for detoxification. It's important for brain health, muscle health, lots of reasons. But it's basically food for the cells of your digestive system. Your cells of your digestive system are very sensitive to glutamine levels. So get yourself on glutamine. I would tell you whey protein, which is a good source of glutamine, but with the ulceration, we maybe want to minimize complex foods for now. And then you want to be drinking as much nutrition as possible, eating as little solid food as possible, because solid food requires the work of acids in the stomach, and that can mess up problems with ulcerations. I would be doing vegetable soups, lots of vegetable soups. I would be doing bone soup. I don't know if you've heard me talk about that, but the nutrients that are in bones, the components in bones, especially the sugars that are in the cartilage part of the bones, have a very soothing effect on the digestive system. There's specific sugars in there that can coat the digestive system and protect it not only from ulcerations, but protect it from some of the toxins and toxicity that's associated with food. So using bone soup and using cabbage soup. Cabbage soup contains something called vitamin U, which nobody really knows what that is, but they call it vitamin U for ulceration because it's very helpful for helping smooth out ulcerations, and it may involve some of the sugars that are in cabbage. So cabbage soup, vegetable soup, bone soup, do liquid nutrients as much as possible, soups and smoothies and glutamine powder. Get yourself on a good probiotic supplement, and remember that the mucus secretion is very important for the digestive tract, and vitamin A is one of the most important vitamins you can take for mucoid secretion, for improving the secretion of mucus. Okay? Hope that helps. That's some good information for you. And stick
hold
with
on
one. You have another question? You have another question?
No. I want to tell you that I have had two of those antibiotic treatments that they give you where you take whatever the doctor does. I took the I take MSM. I take aloe vera. I use a thing called BGL. I bought two of your products, the liquid vitamins and the minerals. I've tried cayenne pepper.
But you haven't done any of the stuff I told you about. There's no vitamin A in what you're talking about. Maybe a little in some of those longevity supplements, but you need about 20,000 to 30,000 IU of vitamin A a day. You want to take six or so probiotics every day. Get the Biolumin Nightly Essence if you're using longevity. And none of the things you said have glutamine in it. None of them have cabbage. None of them have bone soup materials in there. So these are all new things for you to try. All right?
I love cabbage every day.
Cabbage soup. Hang on, ma'am. Cabbage soup. You need to activate the nutrients in the cabbage. Raw cabbage is not the same as cabbage soup. Go ahead.
Thank you for telling me that. Okay. Are most of these products available through you, through longevity?
The probiotics are. Get the Biolumin Nightly Essence. The vitamin A you're going to have to get on your own because you can't really get the high concentrations, although I would get the vitamin A on my own. No, the only one that you can get through us on these are the Biolumin Nightly Essence. The rest is cabbage. You know, you can do that on your own. You know what else? If you ferment the cabbage, that'll give you some good probiotics in there as well. So you may want to get some fermenting bacteria and start a little, make yourself a little, a sauerkraut. Isn't that cabbage? That's cabbage. Yeah, sauerkraut. And that's a great source of probiotics and cabbage. But try to activate the vitamin U with a soup where you kind of put the cabbage in there and let it percolate for 6 to 12 hours. And some of that, all that vitamin U will come out in the liquid. You want put as little solid food in your stomach as possible. You want to really emphasize liquid nutrients. And if you've heard the program before, I'm talking about that all the time, because liquid nutrients really allow you to get dense amounts of nutrition into the body with as little work as possible. Calories are not going to be your friend here, ma'am, and complex foods are not going to be your friend either. So stick to simple foods, liquid foods, nutrient-dense foods, especially smoothies and juices. And don't forget the probiotics. Biolumin Nightly Essence is the best one that I know of. Call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Thanks so much for calling from Belize. And please stay in touch with me by email, ben@ksco.com, Laura. I'd love to see how you're doing, and maybe we can fine-tune and tweak your program. All right, let's see what Sarah in Texas has to say. What's up, Sarah?
Good morning. Hey. I've been recently diagnosed a month ago with what the traditional doctor said, myelitis plastic syndrome.
Okay.
He had, and just recently, with my red blood cells being low in my bone marrow. So I'm needing to pick that predominantly up. Second visit showed my white blood cells low, along with my red still being 4 points low.
Okay, so they used to call that They used to call that pre-leukemia, actually, and so it's similar to it's on the road to cancer. And there's a couple things that you want to think about. First of all, did you know Carl Sagan had that? By the way, myelitis plastic syndrome. Carl Sagan, the astronomer. So you can survive with it, but there's definitely things that you want to do. Oxygen is very important for pre-cancer and cancerous conditions. Cancer cells thrive under conditions of low oxygen. Cancer cells thrive under conditions of high sugar. So breathing deeply, making sure you're oxygenated is one of the first things that you want to do. The second thing you want to do is reduce your intake of sugars. And that means bread and pasta and bagels and potatoes and corn and all the things we like to eat, rice and oatmeal. You really got to reduce your intake of that, especially the concentrated sugars like fruit juices and soda pops and cakes and candies. If I were you, I'd be doing next to none of that stuff because I have none of that stuff.
I work nutrition. Essentially, coffee, teas, of antioxidants and things like that are my food intake.
Good
my
deal.
Meat.
Are you doing green tea?
Green
Get yourself
tea,
on...
Rainbow's tea.
Okay, good. We got to, Sarah, hang tight because we got to take a break, but we'll continue on the other side. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
Stay with us. Okay. We're going to take a break. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll finish up with Sarah from Texas, myelitis plastic syndrome, and then we'll take your phone calls as well, 866-582-9933.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Greetings. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're talking to Sarah from Texas, who has myeloid dysplastic syndrome. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes, Sarah? I am. Thank you.
Yes, Sarah. Okay, so myeloid dysplastic syndrome, just for the listeners. Myeloid meaning for is a type of cell. Dysplastic means funny shape, basically. Funny shape in cells. In this case, red blood cells, white blood cells. Whenever you have cells that don't have the correct shape, the communication system between cells gets messed up, and that's what accounts for low and high levels. Cells don't grow or divide at the right rate when they have funny shapes because cells talk to each other at the membrane level. So far, so good, Sarah? Are you there, ma'am?
Say that again.
Ma'am? Okay, cells are communicating to each other at the membrane level, and that's how they know
right.
What's happening, okay? When a cell has a funny shape, the membrane has a funny shape, cell growth suffers. You can either have too much cells or too little cells. So basically, with myeloid dysplastic syndrome, cells are not able to communicate with each other effectively because of the funny shape that they're taking. The issue is, why are they, so far so good, right? The issue becomes, why are they taking a funny shape? Well, the shape of a cell is dependent on the membrane. As we've been talking about today and we talked about yesterday, the membrane of all cells is fatty. So when you have defects in the fatty part of the body, you will end up with membrane defects in cells, and this can cause communication problems in cells. So what we want to focus on, ma'am, is the fatty part of the body, specifically components that help build cell membranes. So number one, you want to be focusing on fat absorption issues. That is how you're absorbing fats out of the digestive tract, the small intestine. So any kind of digestive problems need to be corrected. You may want to take in supplements that are fatty and then supplements that help you absorb fats. We've been talking about vitamin E, and that may be very helpful for you. Certainly essential fatty acids would be very helpful. Vitamin A may be very helpful, too. And whenever you're taking vitamin E and essential fatty acids, you want to make sure you're getting enough zinc, and you want to make sure you're getting enough selenium. So I would be taking, if I were you, I would be taking 400 international units of vitamin E a day. I would be taking 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day. I'd be taking vitamin C, even though I didn't mention that. That's important for all cancers. High doses of vitamin C, by the way, anywhere from 3 or 4 to 5 grams a day. It's non-toxic. You can take as much of it as you want. And then make sure that you're getting 200 to 400 micrograms of selenium every day. And make sure, and this is not just true for you, this is true for everybody. Everybody should be making sure you're getting 50 milligrams of zinc every day. 50 milligrams of zinc, especially if you have issues around the fatty part of your body, which is what we're going to be targeting with you, Sarah, is the fatty part of the body. Now, if you have any digestive issues, you're going to want to make sure that you're taking in supplements that help you absorb fats. Lecithin is one of the most important things you can take for absorbing fats, lecithin supplements. Also, the B vitamin choline is very important for fat absorption. And then bile salts are also important for fat absorption. If you're using the longevity products, get yourself on the Ultimate Enzymes and get yourself on the Biolumin Nightly Essence, which is probiotics, and that will help give you some overall help for the digestive system. So you're going to be focusing on the fatty part of your body, the fatty part of the body in terms of nutritional supplementation, and you're going to need to focus on any digestive problems anywhere where fats are absorbed. Now, if you have liver things going on, those need to be corrected as well. N-acetylcysteine, NAC, the supplement NAC is very important for the liver. You can also take in supplements that help you build glutathione. Glutathione is an overall cancer fighter. And I'm not saying that you have cancer, but it's similar in a way. It's actually a type of pre-leukemia, what you call it, the myeloid dysplastic syndrome is a pre-leukemia. So you may want to up your glutathione levels. Taking in glutamine as a supplement can help, along with the N-acetylcysteine that we talked about. And then if you can handle whey protein, that would be a great way to build glutathione levels, as well as get glutamine and cysteine and glycine, which are the building blocks of glutathione. So getting on a good whey protein supplement like the Suzanne Summer Shake or the Nature's Whey may be helpful also. So we're targeting the membranes. We're targeting the membranes of the cells, because when the membranes become dysfunctional, that's when cell growth becomes dysfunctional, and the membranes are largely composed of fats and fatty components. Does that make sense, ma'am?
Very much so.
Okay, good. Now, I think I said, did I tell you about bone soup? I don't know if I said about talk to you about bone soup. Bone soup is very important. The cartilage in bone soup contains powerful anti-cancer factors. There was a book that came out 20 years ago or so called Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer. And this is a guy who did a lot of research. Remember that book? It was about shark cartilage. And what he found was that the cartilage in sharks has wonderful components that help fight cancer. Well, it's not just true about shark cartilage. It's true about all cartilage, whether it's bovine cartilage or turkey cartilage or chicken cartilage. So anything you could do to increase the components from cartilage in your body will help, and that's where bone soup comes in. Take the bones, soak them in water, make a little soup out of it, and let the cartilaginous material dissolve into the water, and that is also wonderful for cancer. I was talking to the last caller, I guess, about helping the digestive system. It's good for that, too. It's good for everything. Bone soup is good for everything, but especially if you're worried about carcinogenesis, precancer, or cancer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a bone marrow soup that I acquired from the 70s, providing it to some client. And I guess it does have the strong components of your ACE combined with bone cartilage, essentially.
That sounds great.
And I suppose that's exactly something like you're talking about.
Are you a nutritionist?
I work in nutrition.
Oh, good. Yeah. So did what I say make – did that make sense, how I was explaining that about the cell membranes and the dysfunction?
Yes, it does. It makes total sense, and that's what I understand all the other supplementation. It was due to a fall down 20 steps and roughly a year ago, and, of course, this has progressed to this.
Target the fatty part of your body.
I have trouble with the digestion.
Target the fatty part of your body, and the problems with the digestion may be indicative of a problem absorbing fats or utilizing fats. That's what you want to target, okay?
And that is evidently part of the spasmodic things that have happened. The digestion has been thrown off as well, and those nerves relating to there.
That all needs to be controlled. That's probably the root of the problem. As you know, if you've heard this program, the triangle of disease, everything else builds on top of the triangle of disease. Until you fix that triangle, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, the adrenal stress system, everything, nothing else will work until you work on that triangle. So target the fatty part of your body, use all those fatty nutrients, work on your digestive problems, and I hope everything works out for you. God bless, Sarah. Thanks for calling.
So I need to,
Texas.
I've got to call back to your primary number for your longevity products.
Yes, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Spoke to me. If there's any problems, if they're not sure, they'll call me and we'll get back in touch with you. Also, send me an email with your phone number, and I'd like to keep in touch with you. Okay, Sarah? Ben at KSCO.com. Ben at KSCO.com. All right?
Thanks, Sarah. KSCO.com?
Yep. K as in King, S as in Sam, C as in California, O as in Oregon. KSCO.com. All right,
got
to move on, Sarah. Thanks so much for calling. Thank you. God bless, and I hope everything works out. Anytime you have problems with cell growth, cell division, that could be something as mild as acne, folks, or something as serious as cancer. When cells are not dividing correctly, that is typically a problem at the membrane level. When you have a problem on the cell membrane level, you want to think about fats and you want to think about oxygen. Those are the two most important components of cell membranes, fats and oxygen. And given that fats are so difficult to absorb, given that most of us are deficient in getting the correct fats and fatty vitamins, given that most of us are not oxygenating correctly, it makes perfect sense that cancer would be one of the leading causes of death in this country. If you're worried about cancer, or if you have cancer or pre-cancer, cancer in the family, make sure you're focusing on fats and fatty vitamins. Make sure you're focusing on the digestive absorption of fats, and please, people, the simplest, easiest thing you could do to stay healthy is oxygen, 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 and then make sure you're exhaling lactic acid and carbon dioxide off in the breath. The exhalation is just as important, if not more important, than the inhalation, especially if you're worried about detoxification or if you have issues like cancer. Remember, cancer loves sugar, and cancer loves acid, and cancer hates oxygen. And that's pretty much what you need to know if you want to protect yourself from cancer, which, as I said, is a leading cause of death. All right, that's all we got time for today. On the bright side, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you like what you heard today, tell your friends. We're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. I don't care what your health issue is, my friends. It is all treatable. It is all reversible, no matter how deep down the rabbit hole you are. Depending on how deep you are, you're going to have to do more or less work, but it's all treatable. That's what we talk about here on the bright side. If you like what you heard, tell everybody. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs for Doug Winfrey and all the folks at Youngevity. Remember, good nutrition is good medicine. Stay tuned for Alex Jones on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.